Hi, I'm Lynn Werfel taking you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Carla Donahue Perez, first-year violinist from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Carla came to New World by way of the Cleveland Institute of Music, where she finished both her bachelor's and master of music degrees. But she credits a British violin teacher, Ann Crowden, and Ann's rather unusual school in Berkeley, California, with giving her a solid grounding in music early on in middle school and high school.
I happened upon this school that was modeled after the Menuhin School, and it's called the Crowden School. The emphasis is music. It's a boarding school. In the mornings, we'd have 2 hours of chamber music and orchestra, and then the rest of our academic classes in after that.
After Berkeley and the Cleveland Institute, Carla arrived at New World Symphony.
It's been incredible. I don't think I had any idea what I was getting myself into when I showed up in Miami. I had no idea. It's nice to play in a great orchestra. It's so refreshing. I tell some of my friends this is horrible, but I used to think I didn't like playing in orchestra, but the truth is I don't like playing in bad orchestras. That's horrible. Everyone is very committed to what they're doing, and the people who come through here to teach us are amazing, and just the whole thing is just, it's really well run. It's really great. I love it.
Along with two of her New World colleagues, Patty Garvey and Sergio Carreno, Carla made a trip to Venezuela to learn more about an incredible music education program there, El Sistema, and to see what possibilities there might be for a partnership between the two organizations.
We showed up without having any clue what was going to happen, and it ended up being one of the most inspirational trips I've ever taken. They have now something like 300,000 kids enrolled in this program. The idea is to keep the kids off the streets. It goes for full circle, like the kids go through the program, and then when they're done with the program, they are going to come back and teach the new kids that are coming through. We went to this presentation that they had set up for us. They surrounded us by three orchestras. We were like in the middle in a triangle. They played a lot of things for us. They played the last movement of Tchaik 4. They played some Mahler 5. They played this ridiculous arrangement of Flight of the Bumblebee. When the horns stood up and did their solos, we were just laughing because it was so ridiculous and so hard, and they were just nailing it. It was great. And to know that these kids, like a lot of them come from very, very poor backgrounds. You know, they're all good friends. They all do this together. And it's just really, it's really great.
In addition to the Venezuela trip, Carla has had a really busy first year at New World. She's had a lot of praise from music director and founder Michael Tilson Thomas, and a story about him she could hardly wait to share.
He's a great teacher. He really cares about this. This is his baby, and he's really committed to teaching us and helping us. But I think, you know, when you first get here, you're a little nervous to talk to him. You're not really quite sure how to talk to him. And I do have a very funny story. I was wearing this bright green nail polish. And I was talking to MTT, and he looks over, he goes, "Well, that's a very interesting nail polish." And of course, I'm so nervous that I start just babbling on about these ridiculous colors. And of course, he totally entertained me. I don't think he was laughing, but he was just like, okay, So yeah, that's my MTT story.
We've been talking with Carla Donahue Perez, first-year violinist with the New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Werfel. Please do join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.